Here in the U.S., we're suddenly talking about anti-Semitism again. It's not a new thing, but there does seem to be an uptick. Just the other day, the folks at Merriam-Webster said the term anti-Semitism was one of the top lookups on their website. Why? Because Donald Trump was asked about it twice last week. Then he was asked about it again today. To talk about why, I've got the world's Matthew Bell in the studio with me. He covers religion for the show. So, Matthew, what exactly was the president asked today?
The president was asked about the recent wave of bomb threats to Jewish community centers across the country. What's so shocking about this is we're not even 2 months into the year 2017, and this is the fourth wave of threats by phone to places in many states, many community centers, daycare centers. There was also extensive damage yesterday to a cemetery outside of St. Louis. The president was on a tour today of the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and he spoke with MSNBC's Craig Melvin, who asked Trump if he would denounce anti-Semitism once and for all. And here's what the president had to say.
I do all the time, and I think it's terrible. I think it's horrible, whether it's anti-Semitism or racism or anything you want to think about having to do with the divide. Anti-Semitism is likewise, it's just terrible. And you don't know where it's coming from, but I certainly hope they catch the people. I think you maybe have had it for longer than people think, and maybe it gets brought up a little bit more. But I will tell you that anti-Semitism is horrible, and it's going to stop, and it has to stop.
Sounds pretty straightforward, but that's not what President Trump has been saying in response to questions like that.
Right. He's, as you mentioned, he was asked about it twice last week, and a lot of Jewish American leaders heard non-answers from President Trump. What they have been waiting for is this kind of sort of clear, direct condemnation of anti-Semitism. Last week, with those two questions that came at President Trump, at one point he got really annoyed. At another, he started talking about his Electoral College victory. This prompted responses like the one from David Harris, who's with the American Jewish Congress. He wrote an open letter to President Trump urging him to condemn anti-Semitism and to, quote, unleash the power of government to match deeds with words. I talked to another American Jewish leader recently who said, look, whether this is intended or not, what it has done in the real world is sort of embolden real haters of Jewish people. And it's really sort of fanned the flames of anti-Semitism.
Matthew, you mentioned the vandalism at the Jewish cemetery outside of St. Louis. We should say that our colleague Daniel Gross is here with us in the studio, too. And that story was a little more personal for you.
It was. The cemetery that was vandalized is just west of St. Louis, where my dad grew up. And I used to spend summers there with my grandparents. One of the nearby Jewish community centers that received a bomb threat last month is the same JCC where I learned how to swim. And my dad did, too. So I asked my dad about this, and he said that when he was growing up there, in 12 years, he never once perceived an instance of anti-Semitism.
So would you say in the St. Louis Jewish community, this bomb threat and this desecration of the Jewish cemetery are kind of unprecedented?
It definitely surprised my dad. But I also spoke to Karen Oresti of the Anti-Defamation League in Missouri. And she said she's certainly seen threats and acts of vandalism in the past, especially lately. She is glad that since the cemetery was vandalized over the weekend, this conversation has really gone national. Hillary Clinton tweeted about it, and it's been getting a lot of attention outside of the Jewish community.
I think people, regardless of religion, it hits a unique place emotionally when you think of a cemetery being that vulnerable. It's meant to be a place of peace, safety, and security in perpetuity.
My dad said one other thing, which is just that it's important to remember other religions that are under threat too, including American Muslims. This is something that a lot of people can identify with. And Oresti emphasized that, you know, there are some Jewish folks that are going to see this as a specific threat to Jews. And she sees that as totally valid. At the same time, there are other folks that are going to see this as a question of religious freedom. And her feeling is that both of these conversations can happen in parallel, and they're both important.
How does that strike you, Matthew Bell?
Yeah, you're alluding to this different groups talking to each other. And it's one thing I've seen from reporting on the religion desk is that there does seem to be this sort of nascent interfaith work that's going on recently because of our political divide, I think. For example, I talked to a Southern Baptist just last week who was writing about anti-Semitism. Very interesting. Just today, the Council on American-Islamic Relations said they would offer a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of whoever was responsible for these phone threats to the Jewish community center. So that's really interesting.
So interesting. The World's Matthew Bell and The World's Daniel Gross, thank you both.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.